Cori Bush, Rashida Tlaib oppose barring October 7 terrorists from USA. By Joel B. Polak on February 1, 2024. Reps. Cori Bush, DeMo, and Rashida Tlaib, DeMe, were the only two votes against a bill in the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday that would ban Palestinians who joined in the Hamas terror attack on Israel on October 7 from entering the U.S. The Jewish Insider reported. Reps. Cori Bush, DeMo, and Rashida Tlaib, DeMe, broke with the rest of the House on Wednesday evening to vote against a bill barring participants in the October 7 attack on Israel from entering the United States. Representative Delia Ramirez, DEIL, voted present on the bill, while 422 other lawmakers voted in favor. The No Immigration Benefits for Hamas Terrorists Act would designate any members of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and any other individuals involved in perpetrating, planning, funding or supporting the October 7 attack on Israel as barred from the U.S. and from seeking any immigration relief from the U.S. It would also expand existing immigration restrictions barring some representatives of the Palestinian Liberation Organization from the U.S. to include all PLO members. Both Bush and Tlaib, members of the left-wing squad, said the bill duplicated existing law, which already bars terrorists from entering the U.S., and that it was crafted to further anti-Palestinian, anti-Muslim, anti-Arab, or anti-immigrant narratives. The two legislators, who campaigned together, have called for an immediate ceasefire that would leave Hamas in place in Gaza. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the 2021 ebook, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now updated with a new foreword. He is also the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.